rumored to be Professor X.
No way.
That would be kind of cool. What's his name?
I don't know
Gian
the character.
Carlo or something like that?
I don't know if I could see him. Picard is such, like, there's certain
Yeah, he
characters
was.
that you would just associate with them, right?
It's because he's Gunja. That's the only reason you associate with him.
No, but it's he played the
He,
role
no, he
so
played the
well
role so well.
that when you think Professor X in the comic books,
No,
they had to kind of change his.
the other guy did a good job too, though. Like from an
In the,
acting standpoint.
like the
Yeah,
young
what's his name? McAvoy or something like that? McCoy.
like when they did young Professor X, right? Young Xavier. Yeah, I don't know, like Picard is one the look. He has a look. But because he played the role so well, it's hard for me to like envision anyone else who isn't him play that role now.
Fair enough. But Magneto's kind of the same, right?
No. Magneto, I can
No?
see how, like you can interchange Magneto as much as you want.
You know who'd be a good Magneto? The guy dude who plays Homelander. He'd be a good Magneto.
A young
He'd be a
Magneto, yeah.
good. No, I mean, I guess you could dye his hair white and like.
A young Magneto, not an old one.
But Magneto always, like, as far as I remember, he'd always had white hair, like, from the. Like, for X-Men, it wasn't so much I grew up on the X-Men comics, I grew up on the X-Men television show, the animated series.
I'm gonna last minute throw my name into school trustee wards 3 and 4. There's only two people.
Congrats.
Should we all do it and just like as a joke?
Yeah, as
See,
he
like
pulls the
out
most
of the
votes.
podcast, let's
Yo,
see who can win this.
what's the cost? Sorry,
It can't
100
be. It can't
bucks.
cost that much.
It's 100 bucks.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'll just fucking do it as like.
Should we just do
All
it?
right. Just as
No.
you. Is that the competition? Who
What if
pulls the
one of us
most
win?
Oh, who
False.
can get the most votes out of us three?
Let's go.
Oh, man.
I swear to God, the second someone says, Baji, I sold out a Lalo and just bow out, I'll be like, give me that money. I'll call it a breakie.
Yeah, yo, let's just do it. But no one can know.
How are they
Let's.
not gonna know? Our fucking names are gonna show up. So like
No,
these three, they're gonna be
like
like,
we.
these three idiots do a podcast.
Yeah, but like, let's not talk about it on the podcast. Let's
Just
be
act like it's
completely
perfectly
quiet.
normal.
Yes.
Buddy, we just started recording 10 minutes ago. This is like the first
No.
segment.
Oh,
You ruined it.
Just talking? What's the show about? It's about nothing. It's about nothing.
I just want these guys to know you got another thing coming, bitch. I'm still around.
Don't worry, don't worry. To our defense, I don't think anyone listens to the podcast, so I think we could still play it off.
Okay.
You
I'll
still
legitimize the stupidness that we just said.
I know, but can
One,
you just give
we're
us a
all well
warning that we're
educated.
recording? Yeah,
We're all well educated. We could actually do the job.
You can
And
work while you do it.
it'd be
You can
fucking
work
hilarious.
and you get
Yeah.
paid and you get paid.
It'd be so funny if all three of us got elected. Are we all in different wards?
We're all in different wards.
Oh, fucking, this is perfect.
We just
This
built a
is.
slate on fucking on
Let's
the
just
podcast.
go.
This is hilarious. Why we should do it. Let's just do it. We're
Man,
gonna
I
do it.
got you ever so
Sinda, why
when
are you scared? Let's do it.
let's
No,
do it.
I'm down. I'll do it.
Oh, there
Don't
you
worry
go,
about my
Sinda's okay.
wife. That's it.
You know,
I'm gonna put my
let's
name in. I'm gonna
you know
go
it'd be
see
funny
how
if we
tomorrow
just
goes.
sign up Sinda himself.
Now, do I run under Shinda Singh or my government?
No,
Gotta go
you
gov
don't.
you gotta go Govy, man. You gotta go Govy.
You gotta
I feel
go
like
me.
my Shinda Singh has way more name recognition than
It
my
does.
Govy.
Okay, but can you run on your on an alias?
Yeah, like can't you put whatever name you want as that's the name I wanna
I
be on the
guess, yeah,
ballot?
because I'm sure
Well, you're
Pat's not his real name, Pat Fortini. It's probably Patrick or Patricia.
Could you imagine that motherfucker's name is Patricia? Holy smokes. Like his parents were so set on having a girl that they're like, you're gonna be Patricia regardless. And he's just like, I'm gonna just go by Pat everywhere I go.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
So a lot
But
of
yeah.
politicians, like there's people that while you're growing up, you're always like, this guy's gonna be a politician. Like Raj from day one. I don't even think he, I don't know if he like denied it. Like, no, one day. I was like, Raj, you're gonna be an MP. You're gonna be a politician. Rub me, same thing. We used to chant Rub Sakarya 2020, 2018 all the time. And then he's like, no. Oh, yeah, I'm running, boys. Fuck. Thanks for the surprise, right? Like, we spoke it
Yeah,
into existence.
maybe you guys just planted that seed in their heads.
I don't know. they like, always
built,
were
built that ego and like, I should be a politician.
So that's where I'm kind of going with this is there was accounts. There was a, we all know Jessica Garden. He's been on the podcast, made us cancel an episode once or twice. That motherfucker for the longest time has been teasing that he's going to run. And so then these guys pranked him by printing off a sign with his name on it, putting in his yard.
And now you know, I saw that. I thought it was real. I messaged him like, yo, bro, I'll vote for you. Tell me if you need help.
You know how stupid this friggin' prank was? They spelled counselor wrong on the friggin' sign. All right. But after that sign, he's like, yo, I got so much like pump from people thinking that it was real that I think I might now have to just do it.
He should.
I should, but he's kind of pussy, low-key. I think he should.
It's not so low-key anymore.
What's all that smoke today?
Man, you don't understand. You got fucking grumpy ash in there today. You guys are just going to get it raw. I'm sorry. Oh, fuck. But yeah, I feel like that was another politician who he hasn't announced it yet. I don't know if he's publicly ever going to announce it. But me talking about it on the podcast because of this prank, I feel like he's really throwing his name in the fucking ring. So we just got to let him do his thing.
Peer pressure.
It's jokes, though, man.
Counselor, just put him up for mayor. Why not?
Yo, man. Politics.
How many names do you have for mayor?
I know Brown's in it 100% because the people of Brampton really showed solidarity with me when this whole conservative thing went down and they felt really bad and they said, you know what, Patrick? I was like, what's going on, Brampton citizens? And he said, hey, Mr. Patrick Brown, I think you're a great mayor. And you know what? If you're not going to be the Prime Minister of Canada, you should be the mayor of Brampton. So I'm coming back for you people.
I was why do you sound like Patrick from SpongeBob when you talk like that? I don't know. Hi, SpongeBob.
Either way, Patrick Brown's coming back for mayor. Surprise, surprise.
I mean, what else does he have, right? That's kind of all he has now, so.
But is it, like, our politics in Brampton got super petty recently. It's fucking, yeah. That's actually fucking entertaining.
I swear to God, I think the media is going to focus more on Brampton's politics than any others, like City TV, CP24. We're going to get, like, Brampton segments of what's happening in Brampton's politics. Like, I think.
Yeah, two legit crews. Like they're legit going at.
Yeah, there's a clear fracture now.
Oh man, you guys even like where do we even begin with this whole
Bloods and Crips, yo, red signs, blue signs.
You know what's so silly about this thing? It's like, well, you were on vacation 2 months ago. Well, I'm taking my vacation now.
Yeah.
And now it's like, well, you didn't come to do the job. Well, you did a surprise vote. I swear to you, I'm like, holy shit, it's so petty, but it's so.
I mean the initial. The initial issue is that one side obviously nominated a counselor illegally. Is that kind of what the courts have found, that they nominated this counselor illegally without the right process?
Yeah,
without
the process.
Right process. Yeah. And so then Patrick Brown.
That judge, by the way, I just want to snip in Geekom. That judge is a good judge. He's okay. Like fucking solid.
So anyway. So solid decision possibly. And I think it was Harkirath leading the charge on this. He seemed to be in front. He's in front of the news, so I don't know if this was him, but
I think he's the one. Yeah, I think he led the charge on this.
So is now the Gurpreet Dillon side just sour grapes? Is that kind of what it is? Now they're just upset that their name's attached. Like, what's the beef?
I mean, they can't say their name's attached to it. They attach their name to it by voting for this guy. I'm gonna go even further back. This voting Elaine Moore. It was Elaine Moore, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. It was Elaine Moore that they brought in?
Yes.
Because there's
former.
There was two counselors back in the day that Gurpreet used to beef with non-fucking-stop to the point that they even got this guy suspended without pay for a few months. Because they're like, he's not keeping the decorum of council. He's breaking these rules. Like, they were, you know, NBA ref calling, blowing the whistle on him and getting his...
Flagrants
technicals, and shit.
Technicals,
And I'm pretty sure if we open up the archives, Elaine Moore was one of the... It was Gail and Elaine Moore were the two counselors that he was just butting heads with nonstop, day in, day out. And all of a sudden, we have an empty council seat. And, you know, when a council seat empties out mid-cycle, there's usually not an election. The counselors usually bring someone in and people get nominated. The way they did it was very much like, okay... Not everyone's going to be down, but we got enough people down. Let's just hurry up and like push her through. And then people called like foul on their process and they got booked and they were like, no, it wasn't. We did follow the process. It's funny because these guys are on freaking talk radio. The radio host like, it doesn't sound like you followed the process. We followed all the rules. And they're like, here are the rules you didn't follow. And they like reflect in such a weird and stupid way. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, even the city solicitor was like, yo, you guys fucked up, and they got him fired.
They fired him. They're like, yo, we.
Yeah.
They trumped his ass, man.
So basically, after the court decision, if these guys were just quiet, it would have just kind of went away. But now they're, you know, they're responding and being petty. It's just highlighting the
dysfunction,
the dysfunction and the wrong way they went about it. I mean, clearly they're in the wrong. I mean, simple as that. There's no, you know, they look more corrupt than anyone now, right? So that they try to bring in this counselor. So
I'm still trying to understand where this Elaine Moore.
Who would have thought in a conversation from? Patrick Brown was on the right side of a corruption argument?
Look, man, Patrick Brown might do a lot of shady shit, but he's usually on the right side of it. I don't know if there's a right side.
Who knows? But suppose it.
My take on Paddy Brown and like whatever people allege he does, you know, he doesn't follow the rules. My take on it, my sense of it is that he just does what needs to be done and gets around red tape. And people don't like that. And they call it corrupt. But he actually does what a populist would do or what the right thing to do in the situation is. And
he
just
does the job.
He just does the job.
That's the job.
My favorite quote.
No wonder you love the Dougler so much.
My favorite quote was Chael Sonnen, the UFC fighter. He got arrested. And his quote was, I went out like every good politician should in handcuffs. And I thought about that. I'm like, you know what? I low-key think I agree with that sentiment. If you're a good politician, your ass should get hauled out in handcuffs. And I think Patrick Brown's just living up to that sometimes. Conservative Party finally like came through. They had an investigator come in and see whether or not they had cause to like kick him out. They looked over the evidence that they had and like, look, yeah, maybe you were set up, but you still fucking took the bait.
Mm.
And it came out just tonight, right? Friday night.
Yeah, they just new allegations. Yeah, that it was more about the way he took the payments as well, right? So, He used money orders to purchase 265 memberships, allowed more than 500 non-compliant membership sales.
Are you reading this?
Yes, I am.
Oh,
I'm just glad someone's friggin' coming out with facts, right? Like, saving her ass.
I feel like he's a good guy.
imagine, like, how fast would we piss our pants if we get, like, a cease and desist from, like, Heenan? And law firm, right? It's like, please retract your statement.
I'll just fight it.
I respect you. I think you're a great dude. You'd get your ass kicked worse than friggin' injection in England, right? I didn't say
we'd win. We'll just lengthen the process out. Like, yo, Paddy Brown's with us. But, in all this thing, I kind of want to circle back to one thing. Back in the day, there was like a tandem. Gopi and Harkir, they would like have joint videos.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, man, they were fucking going to friggin'. I saw them at an AKJ rant fight. They came in together. I was like, wow.
Yes.
Making your nightly crew like.
It was almost as if at one point Gopi was a city councilor, Harkir was the
trustee.
School trustee. Yeah. Room
for Gopi's position. Gopi was going for regional.
Hold on, you're being very allegationary or very. You know, quote, this is exactly what happened. Dude was a trustee. Gopi was city council. He brought in Kirit up to replace him in city council while he went to regional. 100% what happened.
Right. I'm not saying there was anything nefarious. I'm just saying.
No. Like, you made it seem very, like, hypothetical. Like, no, that's not hypothetical. That's exactly
what I don't know for sure if there's, like, a deal on paper that I'm going to help you and groom you. Like, that's what it comes off as. And that's what probably was what happened. Anyways. What the fuck happened to get us to where we're at today?
There's too many jokes with that. I can't say it.
I mean, I'm sure.
Like, that's not crazy. That's like Ross and Rachel.
Well, I mean, to be honest, let's break it down this way. If you're Harkirit and you don't think Gurpreet's going to go for the next step up, you know, so you go on the attack. Right, I mean, he wants his position. That's what it is. At some point, you're going to have to go against him.
So, Like, there's, so I would agree with you, but what position is he going to take from him? His regional seat?
I don't know. What's Harkia running for? I haven't paid attention.
Harkia at City Council. They're not even running against each other. They're not even opposite of each other in this election. Maybe he's just like, you know what? Gopi, friendship with Gopi done. New best friend is Gurpratap.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, to be honest. But
always politics. But he's calling him out by name, man.
He knows what. The press release was like,
"Yo, this is what he's done."
And you know counselors. What? I'm calling out names. I don't see Gopi really going after Harkir though.
What's he gonna say?
But he's not in competition with Harkir.
He must know where the bodies are buried, right?
Yeah, that's where it comes down to.
He has the recordings on backup. He's ready.
You don't understand. I dare you, my G.
I dare you.
All of us, I think, have like this understanding that this election is going to get really fucking dirty. We expect it to, at least. I expect it to. I don't know about you guys. I expect the mud to get like really heavy really soon. Not yet. Right now, they're just peppering each other with a few jabs here and there. But I got like a big jar of popcorn on the side just waiting to like sit back and watch these guys just throw the house at each other.
Fight over. You didn't do anything. None of them do anything.
No. If it gets personal,
that's different.
Brother, it's not going to be about, it's not gonna about you didn't do anything. It's you tried to do something.
Yeah.
Guys.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is going to be an interesting friggin'.
I was trying to zigzag my way out of that.
No, you guys are not smooth.
I'm not trying to. I'm giving it to you raw right now, right?
Shindo's on a tip tonight, man.
Yeah.
Go for it, man.
So I think Brampton, I mean, fuck. And amongst all this bloodshed, three new school trustees will rise.
I still think it's a good fucking idea.
Yo, we should get some feedback.
Yeah, why don't
anyone listening?
Yeah,
nominate Shinda Singh for school trustee.
Hold on, I'd be wards. I don't think either. None of us are 9 and 10, right?
No,
I don't even know what the wards are. What ward am I? I don't even know what ward I am.
Do we have to open up the map?
You're barely Brampton. That's what you are.
No, he's not.
But you're in the border.
I'm on the border. Yeah, Brampton wards.
I'm 3-4.
All right, we're 100% doing this though. We can't back down. We put it on audio now, and video.
Yeah, oh yeah, because this is the we put it on audio, so we can't back down.
Yo, you're
we
six. Can't back down. You're 2-6.
I'm 2-6.
You're 2-6.
Yes, I am. is that significant in any way?
No. I think you're in the biggest one. Like
you're in the rich size one. You're in the Heart Lake area. I don't know what it means. Either way, Brampton City election is wild as hell. Provincially, everything's heating up. We got Pierre releasing videos on Toronto Airport. Like, what the hell? Building an airport or fixing... Okay, first off, what is it that he wants? Let's back up there.
What does he want with airports? Tell me this.
So the airport, so what he suggested this week was to actually extend the Billy Bishop Airport so it can fly out jet engines, which obviously the citizens of Toronto have tried to push back for many years. And that's why Porter flies with propeller planes, because the runway is too short. Right? So he thinks that they should revamp Billy Bishop Airport to have the ability to fly with jet engines.
Yeah, but what problem does it solve?
It takes the load off of Pearson. That's the idea.
But Pearson's not at capacity.
And, I know, but he's blaming it on vaccines.
And Billy Bishop would take 10 years to expand anyway, so...
And Porter bought jets, and they're running them out of Pearson now.
Yep.
So...
It's a great talking point, though.
Mind you, I was at Billy Bishop Airport last week. Awesome.
Oh, yeah, one of your other many vacations.
Great. Yes, one of my many vacations. I was off to Chicago, but wonderful airport. It was the first time I've flown out of Porter. I was shocked. It's actually really nice.
Yes, I've done a flight from Porter from Billy Bishop to Montreal. And then in my head, I'm like, well, how much time did I really save? Because I still had to get to the airport 2 hours ahead of time. Or
Yeah,
Just like.
but I mean, now with the well, the reason I did it was because of the security backup and the rumors of waiting around for 3 hours and so on and so forth. I was we were past the security maybe in 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, sitting in the airport lounge and then whatever that lounge space right before you get on, and that's it. And then the immigration was on the other side when we landed in Chicago, so that only took another 20 minutes maybe.
I
It's
will
pretty
give
good.
Pierre this, where I do think we should expand the Toronto airport. I don't think it should just be limited to just like these, propeller flights that are like within a East Coast domestic radius. Like, it'd be cool if we could get flights from Billy Bishop to go to Vancouver, or get those engines. And I
I
don't think
mean,
there's been.
I think the proximity of the two, if they're not too far apart though.
Yeah,
Like,
but how far is Heathrow and Gatwick?
they're quite far away. They're much further than those two. You need to take the train and a little bit. I mean, let's do the kilometers. I know Gatwick's quite far.
I'm gonna do it right now.
Look, I'm not even saying we need to get the international flights going out, but I'm saying let's add some domestic flights to that shit, like more domestic flights.
37 miles.
So that's further, I would assume.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably like 60, seven.
And
Yeah.
imagine and remember the amount of people that live in between those two zones, right?
F
London
you, Ian.
has
You made a point. Fine. Like, we got
I would
Hamilton Airport too.
no
Have you guys
no
ever seen
I
Hamilton
no
Airport?
I've been to Hamilton.
Yeah.
Hamilton's great. You know, build up those airports. You got Kitchener-Waterloo, you have Hamilton, build up something in Barrie. Like that makes more sense to me that you have more of those airports.
Okay.
And going so the airlines can use it. But why would you want to expend all that money extending an island? Like you guys said, it's going to take 10 years when you have other airports. You know, you can do it. You just,
Yeah, I mean, it's a good idea. Sounds great to stupid people, and I'm sure it's an easy sell for him because that's his base.
This guy.
Yeah.
Look, man. With everything going down, I still think Pierre is the man to beat right now. Sometimes I don't know. I'll flip flop on Pierre all the way up until he gets elected, and then I'll say that was
Three
my guy. I was his
people.
day one.
There's three people. That's it now.
I mean, Charest doesn't seem like he's gonna get much of Brown's vote,
I
eh?
don't
So
know about you guys. I think Jagmeet has the next election.
the Jagster. I mean, what's he done? Like, what's he have to lose,
Oh,
man? I don't.
I'm just talking
Yo,
shit.
you know who actually has a chance to become prime minister? Desi guy?
Who?
Rishi Sonic. Sonic?
Yes.
Sonic.
Something like that.
Sonic.
Rishi. Rishi.
Doesn't say Rishi. So, a little backstory for people who don't follow UK British politics. Their prime minister got kicked out by his
Mr.
own lieutenants, Boris
Mr.
Johnson, or BJ, as I like to call him.
We love our acronyms on this show. We got PP's getting BJ's.
You're not winning any school trustee election. Anyways, BJ basically got kicked out of his own party, and he's no longer going to be the prime minister. So now, it's a situation like our Conservative Party has. They need a new leader again. And one of the main guys, he used to be the Chancellor of England. I don't even know
Do we
what
have
that place
chancellors in
means.
Canada? Chancellor is
No.
such a dope ass title.
It's a sick title. I
It's a
like it,
sick
dude.
title.
I don't understand what a chancellor does, but he was a chancellor. And
I would love to
I
be a
guess
chancellor.
that's like the number two in the. Sounds like the number two.
It sounds like an evil position, the
Sounds like very
chancellor.
Game of Thronesy.
But that's what Germans called their prime minister or whatnot, right? Their chancellor.
Chancellor. Yeah.
So it's a big deal. It sounds like a big deal. Anyways, he's like the leading candidate, which you won't find out who it is till like October or January. I don't know.
He
But
was was he he was the economic was he fine not finance. What kind of minister was he?
he's the chancellor.
No, but before but he dealt with an economy.
Why does he need to be
No,
anything
but
more?
he deals mostly with the economy. That's his role, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think he's like the numbers guy. He's married into a rich family, the Infosys family.
Which
So
his wife's loaded. Her like dividends are like 24 million pounds or something like that a
per
year. It's,
year? Holy
yeah, something
smokes.
crazy. Yeah.
How awesome is it that you get 24 million passive income?
Crazy, right? Yeah, she's married into the B club. Or he's married into the B club. Anyways, yo, I mean, I don't know. I'm not very in tune with the politics. I don't think, you know, he's probably the best guy. Or maybe he's a nice guy. I wouldn't vote for him. I don't know where exactly he falls on the spectrum. I'm not that in tune with politics. But would it not be fucking cool? Brown guy, G7 country. And the irony, it's the country that fucking colonized India now is being run by a desi guy.
Hold on.
I think that's a landmark thing that I can get behind.
Hold on. Is he Punjabi?
No, he's. I think 100% he's Guju for sure.
Lost my
vote. Is.
I ain't passing no Guju conservatives no more, man. We
bro, you're definitely not getting school trustee.
Yeah.
Buddy.
With that racist conversation.
It's not racist, man. I'm punching up. This, you guys are all excited for another Guju leading the friggin' world. One of the biggest countries, man.
What other good? Oh, you're talking about Modi.
Modi. And Modi.
Right. I mean, there's no real correlation. I mean, PP's closer to Modi than Rishi is, but.
Hold on. I don't know if that's true.
What? They both don't make stupid populists. They both you know, speak to the lowest tier of the population.
Mm-hmm.
Very divisive. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Both career politicians with no real job beforehand.
Okay.
Okay. What do you mean? Those three huge landmark things. They're the same person. They're the same politician.
And one's a brown guy running for the UK. I feel like that has a lot more in common with. Yeah, they're
same position. They're both going for the same position. PP's going for PM, and thing. And Modi is the PM. Like, they're the same politician.
What I really want to know is, where do you stand with farmers? Pushing for this Rishi guy.
I don't
exactly.
Even
know. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get
you
at.
You don't
right
know
now,
if
all
is
right?
He against it? Is he against
look,
them?
Look,
is he against the farmers? Is he against the farmers?
All I'm saying is, you've been really, like, cheering this Rishi guy on. I don't know who the fuck he is. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. But he doesn't sound like a guy I trust.
I'm just looking at his picture now. He doesn't look pretty trustworthy.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
He looks pretty slimy.
Yeah, he does.
And he is Punjabi.
Oh, he is?
Born in Southampton to Punjabi Hindu parents. There you go.
Oh.
So that changes it.
All right. Well, give me a five.
I do apologize in advance for to our Gujarati listeners for Shinda's blatant disrespect.
Yeah,
painting
it's like
a,
he had a
brush.
Bad Dokla one time. And
I know,
fucking,
I just said blaming everybody for it.
Anyways, yo, I'm all about it, man. I don't know about his politics exactly. He has this bad clip going on Twitter about, you know, the working class.
Can you really have a clip but worse than going to the Gurdwara and saying, you guys love your little drinky drinky?
Yeah, he's right, though. but yo, I'm behind it, man. If this guy wins, that's fucking something to celebrate. That's a huge landmark. Having a desi guy as a leader of a huge free world nation. I mean, tomorrow, if some Punjabi guy in Canada runs, or Indian guy, may hopefully Gujarati Shinde, runs for PM in Canada, man. Yo,
look,
it'll be a barrier that's broken. It's a barrier that's broken. That's all
what
I'm saying.
What is it really that big of a deal?
It's not that big of a deal.
It's bound to happen.
I mean, look, we got Jagmeet. That's good enough.
Who's actually going to win? I'm saying, like, can actually win.
I don't know. I think the highlight for me was the defense
like,
minister.
It really sounds like Randy's going to have a hard on if Naval Bajaj became the leader of the Conservative Party. Like, it would not mean anything to me if it was him. Like, it needs to be a brown guy that I know for me to care. Or for it to be significant. If it's just some random dude, fuck him, man. He's no different than a random white guy that's there.
But now that you know how politicians are, and, you know, we've all grown up in this country, do you think him being brown has any relevance?
No, I mean,
he's not, you know what I mean? He's not, like, you kind of probably know what kind of guy he is. Like, it's not a big deal, is it?
I actually, you know what? I do think it's a big deal. I mean, it's he might not speak to, you know, new immigrants who have come to Canada and might be able to say, hey, that's Rishi is a prime minister of UK. That could be me someday. I don't know if he has a, you know, grinding immigrant first generation story, but he might.
No, he can't.
He's going to make it up, man. Even if he doesn't have it, he's going to pull out the almost out of a taxi cab driver somewhere.
No, no. He'll
pull that story somewhere.
His dad is a pharmacist.
Guys.
His dad is a pharmacist.
He can't even speak to the normal person from the UK. Him and his wife, it says here, are combined net worth of £730 million. They are the 202nd. They're the top 200 richest people in Britain. He's the richest politician in history.
He married rich.
He can't understand.
Why you guess that?
He married rich,
right? Like,
he can't understand the plight of the regular man.
Okay, wait. What's his personal net worth? Like 120K? Or $1 million? Or
it really depends on the prenup he signed, right?
What are you guys trying to say? When you get married, it's not everything.
Yeah, it's 50-50, man. It's all not, equal.
It's not sharing, brother. So you're saying your net worth is
$729 million.
So with you, I mean, you and your wife, so when you and your wife are standing there, you guys have different net worths.
Yeah. Ryan, you had to pause right there. Yeah. This guy paused so hard right there. He's like, shit, who's listening to this?
Do I need to go check it or do I need to bunda?
I mean, you know, you can combine if you want, but you don't have to.
Yeah, sure. Shut up.
Either way, man, Boris Johnson getting kicked out of his party. I didn't really see that coming, considering all the stupid things he's done. The fact that it finally got to a point. What did he do right now that really pissed people off? What was it?
Same thing. He gave someone a position of some sort.
First, there was Partygate.
Yeah.
Partygate, he survived that.
What's Partygate?
Parties during COVID.
Okay.
He threw a party, like when the rest of the country was in lockdown, right? And he broke the rules. And then he lied that there was no party. And then it came on tape, but there was a party.
Lie, never admit defeat.
And then there was another issue that he somehow barely survived. People were calling for his resignation. And then the straw that broke the camel's back was he made somebody a minister of education. And a week later, it came out that he had sexual harassment. carjacking against him or some shit like that. And people were like, yo, what the fuck? You're just putting your boys up in these big positions, making everybody a minister. And
good politician should.
Yeah, exactly. And then it was jokes, every half hour, some MP or minister would resign. And these are day ones. It was so funny. Yeah. That's how you fucking, with basty kick somebody out.
I mean, I don't follow UK politics, but hey, if you want to vote for Rishi, go ahead. I feel like I'm a wait a minute.
You're gonna vote for PP. Why do you care? Your measuring skill is no one cares.
You
were down for PP from day one. I'm just putting that out there. When he was really crazy.
And then I was down for PB for a minute, and then I was down for PP again. I don't know, man. It just depends on what side of the bed I wake up on. Look, man, he's gonna fix everything that's wrong with Canada within a first term. I'm so certain of it. He's going to get rid of the first real brown prime minister, Pierre Trudeau. Trudeau technically is a brown prime minister, man. The amount of parties this guy was doing.
If PP wins again, Trudeau minority again. That's my prediction.
Yeah. If PP wins, it's a Trudeau minority.
Don't underestimate the liberals of people in Canada.
Did the liberals just increase pension? Something like that recently.
Ooh, smarty.
Yeah, I think I just read that in the news. I could be wrong. Let me just double check.
Doesn't that help all conservative MPs also? Wouldn't they all be down yo, Trudeau scratched our back a little bit. Let's just
get that second term. You just scratched the back of the biggest voting base in Canada.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, old age security to rise by 10%.
Okay, I thought he raised pensions for MPs.
So old age security to rise 10% for Canadians 75 and older.
Look, man, got to keep up with inflation.
First permanent increase in 5 decades, the federal government says. So,
Trudeau knows his politics.
Well played. Well played, Trudeau.
Now, is anyone going to remember come 2 years from now
They will.
They will.
You know what's fucked up? I don't know if you guys have been watching, like Jigmeet says this all the time. He's like, we need to help the lower class that's getting really, you know, sidelined by inflation by giving them all more money. And Kudo, like Christina Freeland, she was like, yeah, we need more, we need to give back. We have a $1 billion spending plan to really get us out of inflation. I don't know, man.
I mean, we talked about what a stupid plan it was a couple of pods ago. No one's giving free money again anytime soon with CPI being...
Wait, one second. It was never free to begin with. Let's just change that. It's not free. So we're going to end up paying for it just through taxes.
Yes.
It's a loan. It's a long extended loan, which we're going to get penalized.
No one's getting a cash injection of a,
that's
of
what
a
it is. Bucks.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No one's getting a cash injection. But yo, you know, whatever sells in the news, that's all that matters for something.
Yo, inflation's so wild right now. We got fucking Dizzy's hosting friggin' job party parties outside on the street, trying to sell houses.
Yo, I was driving to work, and on the radio, they're talking about some guy who hosted dinner with his friends. And after they went home, he asked them for money to could chip in for the costs of dinner at their house. Is that how crazy?
Hold on, at his house, he was hosting a dinner and then asked people to chip in for that.
Yeah, yeah, like you invite us over for dinner, me and Robbie, you come over with our kids, and then after you send us a transfer request.
What are we eating? If it's just desi food, there's no excuse.
No,
it doesn't matter. You're fucking hosting dinner.
You're hosting. That's your bill. You don't even second guess that. There is no.
That's true. I agree with you guys. I'm just saying.
If I'm at someone's house, how do you react?
I was asking about the connection to inflation. He could just be a stingy guy to begin with, but is inflation really going to affect the desi getting together parties? I don't think so. Our food's not that expensive. We might go vegetarian for a little while. Shindo would understand. You know, we might not come to the parties, but it will go vegetarian for a little while and people save money. Dal chole and roti have never been that expensive.
Our parents' generation was something else. Because I've had to host a bunch of dinners lately because it's not starting to fall on my responsibility to bring everyone together. And paying $400 for like a catered meal for everyone. And I'm like, that get-together, was it worth it?
It's expensive.
You need to order from cheaper places. Or you all need to start cooking those fulke yourself.
Man, we're in this
Back to just doing kirtans at the gurdwara. Langar will take care of it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Langar bhi mehenga panda, man. Langar's like $25 a plate almost in some places.
Oh, yeah. They're charging for it, right? That's what they do.
Langar's gotten a per head plate charge. They're getting smart, man. They're like, look, if people are
going
to the halls.
You can't blame them, right?
I don't blame anyone. This is the world we live in. We just got to make do with what we got.
But what I have noticed on my Instagram is the significant decrease of like people at those like fancy restaurants or, you know, going out and showing off. That's completely calmed down recently for me. Look at Renzi. No?
I'll be honest.
I've seen Ranji go to a few restaurants recently, but that's about it.
I was at a reception last weekend, and I swear to God, the amount of money that I saw just walking around, it was like the who's who of like Punjabi society there. It's like a friggin' what was that? Castlemore community get together. It felt like I was just looking at people, and I'm like, oh, I thought that guy was rich, but that guy's got 10 times his net worth. Holy fuck. Like, I was just like, the amount of money just walking around in my presence, I felt homeless. I was like, what am I doing in this place? Like, there's a lot of money in our community.
Even the Punjabi Golf Association, they hosted a tournament this week. And man, was that a car show or what?
Or what? Because I know nothing about this. Please fill me in. I've only heard anecdotal stories. You gotta...
Dude, like, if you saw a Lambo truck there, like, oh, who cares? It's just a Lambo truck. Like, most Auntie and Brampton drive those now, right? Like, this must be a truck driver. But yo, you would see like, you know, S-classes. The craziest car I saw, and it's only crazy because I've never seen one before, is a F-150 Shelby. Huh? I've never... Yes.
Huh?
Yeah. F-150 Shelby.
Hold on. This is like the weirdest... I'm thinking Shelby Mustang.
Like like Shelby Cobra, but an F-150 version.
And then I see an F-150 truck. Like, how the fuck did they get together? Like,
it's like a Shelby version of F-150. And I've never seen one before. And when I saw it, I thought, oh, look at this loser this year. Just put decals of a Shelby on it. Then I looked it up. It's fucking real. And it's so hard to find. It's crazy.
Can we just be honest? That golf tournament is just a pissing contest.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'll never go to one of those, man. It's like 8 hours to play a round of golf. It's insane. You're just waiting around. And everyone cheats. Let's just put that out there. And I'm sure you didn't. What'd you shoot?
I didn't shoot well.
Yeah, that's okay.
Par every course.
Hold on. Didn't shoot well par. You friggin' cheated.
No, I like the idea, but I don't think it's about the golf. It's about getting together.
I like how they got the PGA.
All these uncles, yeah, PGA, yeah. But all these uncles, like, they come together, they build some money, but it all goes to good cause. Who gives a
shit? That's fine. And that's
okay. How much was it to like enter?
I think it was like 400 bucks.
400 ahead.
48 hours. You know what's crazy is it was like one of those heat days, like 40-degree heat days. When you guys told me that you're just wrapping up, I was like, you motherfuckers are really out there for the last 8 hours? Like,
knocked out as soon as I got home. Head to the pillow. That's it.
My biggest problem with golf right now is usually about by hole four, I'm bored of the sport. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do
whatever. Tell you, man, Topgolf, man. You'll enjoy it. You would have fun at Topgolf. Topgolf's like a driving range with targets, and it tracks your ball. And you get food delivered to you all at the same time. It's fun.
All right. That sounds like my type of casual. I'm a filthy casual when it comes to golf, man. I have zero interest in trying to get better at golf. I could probably go for the top golf arcade experience.
Golf's hard, man. It's very hard.
You know what it is? And I fully admit this. Golf is a very mental game of consistency. Like, can you stay consistent? How much do you let your past holes bother you? Mm-hmm. And I'm such a mental wreck. One bad hole, my day's done. There's no recovery for me. I'm just like, fuck. I'll just keep digging myself in a deeper and deeper hole. I do it on the podcast all the time. Say one bad thing, it's just downhill from there, right?
Yeah. The best players in the world go through the same thing. So it is it's a mental game, right? I mean, it's hard to be consistent and, you know, a few bad holes can ruin the rest of your round. So, I mean, I can agree with that.
And I have like such, my friends are all assholes. Let me just put that out there. They will exploit that on the first hole, and they don't even let it drive. They'll just keep chirping me. I'll literally want to fight one of them by the end of the day. Like, that's how bad our chirps get, and they know it too. So it's one of the reasons I just avoid golf. I'm like, look, y'all going to just try to pick a fight with me. You're going to say I suck. I'm going to realize I suck. Then I'm going to get pissed off that I suck, and then I'm going to get pissed off at you telling me I suck.
By that logic, you must not play any sport.
Fucking fight me, bro. Let's just go. What are we doing? I want to debate you in this trustee debate. We're not even in the same rankings, but we're going to debate.
Let's have a
awesome debate. Yeah, that'd be awesome. We just have a debate for no reason, even though we're not
here. We could have it here.
It has to be live, not in the same words. We got to have like walkout music, like a wrestling match. That'd be hilarious. Be we awesome. Come
with a belt?
Well, you can talk shit about each
in
other's
this
words.
Corner.
Oh, bro.
Your word schools suck. Our word schools
are better. We're at 40 minutes. We're going to keep this podcast under an hour. That was an agreed but agreed upon thing.
To be fair, we don't know where we started.
We started with like... We're 14 minutes in. Vince McMahon retired. Talking about WWE belts. Vince McMahon officially retired. He's got this huge like sex scandal, abuse scandal on his thing. They said the board of directors was going to fire him anyway, so... They gave him like the exit. 77 years old.
Yeah, he's had a good one. He's had a good run.
He had a great run. And great to run. Be fair, I mean,
is he really going to be able to like disappear?
He's going to run everything behind.
He's going to be a consultant. You know, he's going to because supposedly a lot of storylines and the people he picked was all his doing. So, but XFL was always his downfall. Every time he tried that, it never worked. So
I heard they're trying to bring the XFL back again, but this time The Rock wants to bring it back.
The Rock bought it, so he's bringing it back. We'll see.
He wants to do it more as a D-League for the NFL, not so much a competitor.
Which actually makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he wants the XFL to compete against the CFL head-to-head.
I mean, look, anything The Rock touches recently has been gold. So, I mean, if there's one guy who can get it done, why not, right? This guy made an energy drink sold out. It's made of tequila that's worth like billions of dollars now. So kudos to him, man.
What was
Go
his
for it.
energy drink?
It's called
Yeah, what's the
Zoa, or
energy?
it's like Zoa or something like that, and it's only in
Honor.
America.
Okay.
And it's like, I think it's sugarless as well, but it's like healthy, a healthy version of an energy drink. But he
The rocks.
sells it in Costco, man. So
You would know about the finer things in life, man. Your fucking vacations all over the place,
this
exotic
guy's going to
drink.
Chicago drinking the rocks energy drink.
Yo, mind you, Chicago, wonderful city. I just got to put that out there. I was, oh, beautiful city, man. You can't say that.
I've
I
never
went there.
been. Heard good things.
Beautiful
Architecture's
architecture.
nice.
Architecture, I was like, wow. I know. I mean, it was,
What pisses me off about Chicago is I look at it and I get mad. Why can't this be Toronto? Similar size city, similar climate.
that's exactly how I felt. I'm like, why is Toronto the way it is? So, Chicago is, if no one's gone, mind you, no one ever believes we got out of the subway, we got out of Roosevelt subway stop, and the first thing I saw was two guys in a fight, blood everywhere. I'm like, yes, Chicago, right? This is what I thought was gonna happen.
And this
And
is
then
the
it was,
city you're comparing Toronto to.
and no, but then it was mundane. It was like super safe. It's a beautiful city, man. I think more people should check it out. Yeah.
My wife loves Chicago. I haven't been there. She's been there like twice, I think.
Chicago's awesome, man. Great food
Finally,
too.
I'll check it out. I
It's all
mean,
right.
I feel like the dish pizza is
Let's not
overrated.
oversell it.
It for a city that's in the proximity. I mean, what other cities do we have? We have Detroit.
New
We
York.
got Buffalo. Yeah, New
Yo.
York. I liked it more than New York. That's me. That's just me. That's just me.
You just
That's
invalidated
just.
your opinion.
Yo, I
You
feel like
know what?
people.
No, once it was so clean. It's shockingly clean. Everywhere I went was clean. That's the one thing about New York. New York's really dirty.
You were on what? Marathon Mile is what they call it?
No,
No.
I was right in the center, right along the
That Green River.
no, Millennium Park.
Millennium Park.
Yeah, so I was right on Michigan Avenue. That's where the hotel was. But yeah, just in that loop area, if you will.
Yeah, in
That's
the
what they
loop.
call it. But incredibly clean, man.
So the
I was
most
shocked.
tourist attraction area was the cleanest part of the city.
Hey, man, better than Toronto's.
Yo, I feel like I'm gonna stand up for Toronto right now. I feel like Toronto's food scene is totally underrated when you compare it to.
100%.
I would agree, but the food seems too dispersed. You know, it's not condensed. And if you go in downtown, it's all like, I don't know. It's not easy
I
to
feel
get
like
from one cuisine to the other.
I'm gonna name some cuisines that I think Toronto has some world-class thing. I think we have some world-class Thai up here.
Yeah.
Right? Punjabi, 100%, it's always in Toronto over all other cities. And
Yes.
not just when I say Toronto, I say,
You
Toronto
mean
and Bay
Brampton? No,
Area.
you mean Brampton.
Brampton,
Brampton, Dallas, downtown.
downtown's brown food scene is improving.
All I'm saying is best Punjabi food. I think we're better than the West Coast. Like we're better than Surrey and Vancouver when it comes to Punjabi food.
Ooh, he's asking for the
Yeah, hell
smoke
yeah.
today.
I don't know if I don't think that's a hot take. Vancouver, no, brother. You don't no man, fuck your Delta Pizza. Our shit
Yeah,
here
their
way better.
Desi style pizza shit in
Right?
Vancouver.
What else do we got better?
Can't go back there ever again.
right.
Our
Italian.
Italian.
Our Italian's pretty up there. It's pretty good. I've
Dude,
never been disappointed.
yes, they fly in the ingredients
Listen,
from Italy.
all I remember, there was a bunch of Michelin star restaurants in Chicago. Not
The
more, not
fuck?
one, numerous amounts.
Whatever, man.
Toronto, tell me how many ones we have in Toronto.
We only have a few. But
Look, man.
how many Michelin, do you care for Michelin star rated food?
No.
Okay, so who gives a shit?
So fuck that. Because they had
It
that
means
friggin'.
everybody else pushed the bar higher,
No,
right?
no,
The
no.
standard is a
Oh,
better.
buddy.
When it
That's
was
a
Michelin
Michelin stars. That
Yeah.
friggin' restaurant on Airport and Queen had a Michelin star friggin' chef, and that shit was trash. Fuck that. Right? Like, get this whole Michelin star garbage out of here. So we got Italian, we got Thai, we got
No, we don't got
Punjabi.
Italian.
We
We
do
don't
have
have the best.
Italian. We do. We have good Italian.
I think other cities do Italian better.
I would say New York potentially, because of New York pizza. I like New York pizza way better than I did
Is
any
that what
pizza
you're
I've ever had,
defining as
right?
Italian food? Because
No,
that's not Italian.
I'm saying as a sub dish.
I see. New York
Like,
pizzas. New York. Okay, Chicago pizza, the deep dish. Yeah, New York
I've never
pizza
had
is
pizza in
still.
Toronto that's been on par with like the New Jersey, New York style type thing.
Let's go
We
downtown to
got.
Maker's, man. You're good. But yo, our Spanish food is great.
Never had Spanish food. This is where you lose me because I've never had Spanish.
Okay, like our South American cuisine is
No,
fantastic. Now
so that's where
Argentina's
we
going up.
lose.
are South American, not Mexican.
Okay.
South American.
South American, yeah.
Okay. Like Peruvian cuisine.
There's like four restaurants in Toronto. You can't base that.
No, it's not like that anymore. It's not like that anymore. It's coming up, man.
Who the fuck's having Peruvian?
Our steakhouses are getting good.
Randy's like sitting there. Yeah? What do we offer? You know what? I'm really feeling like a good Peruvian dish right now. Like what the?
Yeah, I want some ceviche. Like who cares?
No, Randy I went to. You guys know who Jose Andres is?
Super fancy Robbie. Come on.
No, it's not fancy Robbie. It's the guy who does the World Kitchen. He has an agreement with Ravi Singh as well from Khalsa Aid. He does the emergency kitchens whenever there's a disaster. He's the first one. So he has a restaurant there. We did like a tasting menu. Man, it's Spanish food. Yeah, I don't think we're at that level in Toronto just yet. Like, maybe we are. I haven't been, personally.
Robbie, I'm going to take you out for dinner.
What about vegan? I feel like Toronto's...
On the school trustee bill.
Vegan stuff. Vegetarian. Oh, you can have that,
bro. Bro, you can have it. Yeah, it's cool, man. Toronto. Yeah. Nobody cares.
The only thing I don't think we're at the top at is like
Japanese. I think we're top Caribbean. I think we're top Caribbean.
So I went to a Japanese steakhouse. Yeah, we're not Japanese. We're not close.
We're not close to Japanese. Yeah.
This is what I'll give Surrey or San Francisco is the Japanese. Because I've had better sushi on the West Coast than I have here. Dude. I don't know about the other dishes. I've only ever had sushi when it comes to Japanese.
Cucumbers and sweet potato don't count.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You have the same sweet potato everywhere.
Look, man.
You can't. I got a limited palate. But yes, you are right, though. You are right. There is better sushi on the West Coast. I want to agree, but you can judge it.
What about ramen? Like, I'm pulling up the shittiest, the lowest maybe ramen, dishes.
I guess.
I've only had ramen downtown here. I haven't had.
No, but once again, you can't be a judge of ramen because the
veggie broth and the.
Yeah. A proper ramen is either a chicken broth mixed with pork inside of it with an egg, which is like the staple of every ramen and noodles.
I'm like,
yeah, remember when I told pork, I'm like, can you do a broth with the egg on it? They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, just don't put an egg. Just give me the freaking celery shoots or whatever they are. And they're like, sir, this is a grib on the dish. I was like, just give it to me, man. They're like, should we add Maggie to it? No.
What kind of ramen place were you at where they're offering Maggie?
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying once I started taking out all the good stuff out of it, like all that stuff, they're like, you're basically getting a bowl of Maggie.
No, I mind you, I think Toronto's food scene is amazing.
We got better food.
Yeah, I could say that. I didn't see a lot of Vietnamese food in any other
city I've been to. So.
Hakka.
Oh, okay. That's 100%. Nowhere have I been that has had anything close to China Garden, Eddie's, or...
I love when we're talking about world cuisines and you know, the best restaurants. You guys talk about China Garden. Seriously?
I swear to God, China Garden. I'll put China Garden against any of your four-star Michelin restaurants you're like...
Fancy Rob.
Fancy Rob, man.
Hey, this man. Guy... Jose Andres had a vegetarian tasting menu. And you might have enjoyed it.
You. Whatever was on it doesn't compare to China Garden's chili paneer. Y'all laughing, man. Screw you guys. All
right, quickly. The whole time I'm thinking about chili chicken, right? I'm like, yo, this guy actually has a point. Then he says chili paneer, and it's done, man. That's not a point. Who eats the chili paneer? It's chili chicken.
Get the fuck out of here. Chili paneer is way more popular than chili chicken.
Or at least that pakora.
We've now lost our last follower, okay?
All right, moving on. Which comic book needs a reboot?
Oh, Randy, you go with this one.
You know what? I'm a fish out of water on this one. I haven't been...
Oh, reading. Now you're not a nerd? Mr. Aggress is up for friggin'
Star Wars movie, convention. Movie. Justice League. But I think it's well on its way, man. I think they're moving towards it, but yeah, Justice League needs a reboot.
Should Batman not... How do you guys feel about Batman? I just think Christopher Nolan's were so good. Just not to touch him.
Yeah, we talked about the last Batman. I don't even know if I touched on it. I thought it was decent, but I gave it a 7 out of 10.
I forwarded it right to the end. I watched like 5 minutes. I'm like, I can't watch.
I loved it.
It was good. It was in that realm of some of the Nolan stuff. I thought the Riddler and the way they portrayed that Batman in the world was cool, but they made him too emo. At the end of the day, I could only give it a 7. 7.3, 7.5 maybe. 7.3 is such an obscure, I'm a hipster.
Same universe thing, as Dark Knight, but lower.
A little bit lower.
Did you film the Dark Knight in Chicago?
Nah, I'm not surprised.
Well, I don't like Chicago any better after seeing that, so.
But it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wrote Fantastic Four there, man. I think that's a series that should have been tied into the Avengers, and there's much more bigger storylines with the Galactus or whatever his name is, the guy that eats the planets. Like, there's so much that can be done. So they just dropped the ball on that one, man. I think that's probably the one that
they really need to get back from Sony. That's the problem with Fantastic Four, is Sony acquired the Fantastic Four, like they acquired Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And they've butchered every attempt they've done with it, just like they did the early Spider-Mans.
Yeah. I think that's the one I see that I could watch. Right? Like Batman, I'd watch it, but it's like we've already hit a pinnacle on that, I think, with the Christopher Nolan stuff. So
I'm really still waiting for a good Superman. I really liked the last Superman one.
Yeah, that one was good, but...
Do you guys think Superman just can't be shot as a movie?
No, it can't.
I think it's too hard. Think about all the attempts that it's never been done well. Not in TV. Smallville, fine. But Smallville's not really...
It doesn't really stand the test of time, but it was fun at the time.
At the time, it was great because it was glimpses of the power, right? Like, he would never full-on go suit and go out. So I think it's hard to shoot, like, Justice League. I don't think that's easy to make it believable. Like, the cartoons, you can watch the cartoons where it is because you're like, well, whatever, the animation's cool, but Superman's a hard one.
Superman was good until... I thought this last rendition of it was good until it got into Justice League and then it got too cartoony.
Yeah.
But, like, Henry Cavill...
Yes. Yep.
I thought he was a great looking Superman.
Good, Man Rocket. And he suited the role pretty well.
Yeah. And this is your school trustee for awards 2 and 4 or whatever it is.
I've paid a man a compliment because he's hot.
Henry Cavill is
hot.
He's very progressive, as you can see.
It's very progressive, yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's a fucking good looking dude.
He is, I'll give you that.
Okay. And if by accident, Brad Pitt kissed me, like, you could do worse. There's good-looking men out there, okay? Like, if I said
I don't know where this conversation is
going. I'm just saying, there's a spectrum of men. There's a spectrum of men out there.
That it would be okay?
Everybody in the universe agrees are good-looking men.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay.
Going back to movies real quick.
Yes.
So Fantastic Four, I think, deserves a reboot. You know what? X-Men was done well. I don't know if we need a reboot, but I feel like it's been, what, almost 15 years since the
X-Men. Was X-Men done well?
I loved the first two. X-Men 2 with Nightcrawler.
You liked X-2? I don't know.
X-2 with Magneto in prison, and he's walking, he's like, you have a lot of iron in your blood, and he freaking pulls out the balls. So like, yeah, I thought that was awesome.
X-3 was horrible. We can all agree on
X-3 that. X-3 was horrible. X-2 was top tier. Nightcrawler was done great. Mystique was awesome. Hold on, I think I put way too much of some Mystique being awesome. Let me roll that back. Mystique was great. X-Men was done good.
I think in relation to the cartoons, they could probably do a redo.
You're like, harsh, man.
Well, think about it. Think like characters like Juggernaut, Sabretooth, Wolverine. These can be redone, right? I mean, in my opinion.
They can be improved.
Wolverine would be hard because I think Hugh Jackman did such an incredible job as that character. Like, when I see Wolverine, that's what I see.
It's taken a while to warm up to Hugh Jackman. I didn't like him at first. Next one, X2.
Logan was a great movie.
Logan is when I warmed up to him.
Wow, at the end.
You know what? You weren't that bad.
You could bring in Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool.
Into Deadpool that was mix my favorite of the... I'm going to be honest, though.
Great.
I'll be honest, though, I'm so done with superhero movies. I tried watching, I didn't cry, I actually did sit through it, Doctor Strange, and I was kind of like, meh.
Doctor Strange was horrible. Horrible movie.
Now that we're in that realm of talking about movies and spin-offs and series, apparently there's 15 spin-offs of Game of Thrones.
15?
What?
There's one coming out now. I just saw the trailer yesterday. The what one about the dragons.
There's a Jon Snow one. And apparently there's a bunch of others in the works.
Man, Jon really
Snow is having his own spin-off.
They're milking the life out of this franchise, eh? And how much is the writer involved in? Like their head writer?
He's involved in Kit Harington's.
They should fire everybody and just that's it. That's the worst. It's the worst final season of any
great show.
Of any series, any great show. They completely ruined it. You know, so even the new series, I look at them like, eh, they're probably going to screw it up, so I'm not going to watch it.
I mean, I'll watch it. I have nothing better to do sometimes, but I got to watch The Boys.
Well, are you willing to invest that time now into a series that might take, you know, 5 seasons? Like, well, aren't you picky with that stuff now? I am.
I always let the first season run before I catch up on it. Like, I give myself that rope.
Fair enough. I can see that. That's if it makes it to a second season, right?
If it makes it to the second season, it's like, well, I didn't make the second season. Well, I guess I'm not watching the first one.
So 15 was wrong. Apparently there's 7. But 7 is still crazy.
7 is still crazy. A lot less than 15. Half of what you were proposing generally. But
that we know of so far.
Is the story that good?
I mean, it's deep enough.
But that it needs 7 spinoffs?
That all tie back into Game of Thrones, the original.
I mean, they're trying to pull what Disney's doing with Marvel. I don't think it's on the same level.
Oh, yo. How do you guys feel about Netflix raising its rates again?
I didn't notice.
Now they're adding a $4 surcharge if you use your Netflix in multiple houses.
Ooh.
Oh. Time to get their own accounts.
My Netflix right now is shared between 3 houses.
Just straight change passwords.
Yeah.
Oh, I just
can't overnight.
Yeah, what happened? I canceled it, man. Inflation's really getting to me. I gotta control my spending.
It's really gonna make Plex that much more attractive, I think. But yeah, Netflix $4 surcharge. It's almost at $25 a month. We're really getting back right into cable territory soon.
That's a lot, actually. $25 a month.
$25 for Netflix, $20-ish for Disney Plus. I think close to. Or $15 for Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna need
Prime. Prime, but that's the show I'm actually looking forward to. Is that Lord of the Rings show?
Okay, yeah. So Prime is cute because Prime bundles itself with like free shipping and all that stuff, kind of stuff. So you don't really.
But it pays itself off, right? In reality.
Although Amazon is thinking about raising its
Prime member. They did.
They want to raise their Prime membership, and they want to reduce. They want to bring up prices of the products. Because they were subsidizing a lot of product that they were selling to.
Are you guys still shopping on Amazon? I barely buy anything. This year, I've barely bought anything.
Holy smokes, buddy. You would not believe how much we buy on Amazon. Every day, the Amazon driver is dropping off 1 or 2 packages at our house.
Same.
Okay, here. So non-baby stuff.
No, just the mundane stuff. I need batteries here. Oh, fuck it. Amazon.
I don't use it at all, but my wife abuses Amazon.
It's okay. You have 2 different net worths. She's probably paying with her other own money. Right? No need to complain.
But what's wild about Amazon is the quality of product on Amazon has gone down so bad. Like big brands are leaving Amazon in droves because they don't want to pay that 30% fee to them.
And they've also set up their own platforms, right? Like, you know, name a big brand of clothing that doesn't have a good website now for shipping clothes. They all do it, so.
They all have their own stuff, but
that no name branded stuff on Amazon, like, you know, the random T-shirts or
it's all that China stuff, man. And there was a whole article on it that they're allowing these black market Chinese companies to prop themselves up on Amazon Marketplace, and someone did a whole thing like, look, try to find out who the owner of the, like, these companies do not exist. They're legit just random brand names that are created. And the reviews are all fake because they have, if you go on Facebook, type Amazon review group, you'll find places that'll give you free product in exchange for reviews. I honestly think Amazon. So the argument is, are we so connected and so dependent on Amazon that we won't be willing to leave it? I don't think we are. I think the product quality on Amazon has gone so far down that it's like, whatever, man, it's just Walmart. It's just shipping it to whatever is.
I don't know. In the last, I would say personally, in the last 6 months, I really haven't gone to Costco. I haven't bought much off Amazon. personally. I'm sure my wife's doing. No, not saving. I'm sure my wife has purchased particular items, but I'm just not shopping as much because I don't feel like I need.
Anything?
I know we, you know, we've moved in. It's been a bunch of years. There's nothing else to really buy, and I'm at that point now. So, you know, Costco makes sense if you have a big family. You know, I'm the only guy who eats meat in the house, so I'm not going and buying big bulk items of meat and so on and so forth.
But we just freeze things. We're a small family. You just freeze them. We're
But
this season.
do you still find it worth to go to Costco to buy the numerous amounts of items in bulk when you can, you know, pop around to your grocery store, get them at a comparable price?
Not comparable quality. Costco is
Yeah, I will agree with, I can agree to
expensive.
that. I
Yeah.
definitely can agree to that. But yeah, it's not a thing anymore. Like, it's lost that.
Luster.
Yeah, that's the way I would put it. That, you know, so if I need something and I can get it free shipping, yeah, Amazon, fine. Batteries are a
Yeah.
good example of that. But how many things are you really buying that you need?
Yeah, but you know, as good as other platforms have become, thanks to, you know, Shopify and what other, you know, e-commerce platforms, no one's really offering the express shipping.
It's all about the same day
Great.
shipping. Honestly, that's the only.
Yeah,
That is
that's
true.
the key
Yeah,
selling
I click
point.
on Prime 1 day shipping, so I can agree to that.
If anything
Yeah.
takes more than 2 days to ship, I'm like, well, I could just go to the store and pick it up and then I cancel it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's not
So
Prime,
there,
it's not worth the.
until that's figured out, Amazon's still winning. And, you know, I'm a sucker for their products just because of that.
Honestly, I buy most of my mundane stuff. I buy batteries a lot off Amazon,
How many
SD
batteries do you
cards.
need?
I go through a lot of batteries, bro. I go through
I'm
a
not
lot.
saying it, but we all thought it.
Oh,
What
that was weird. I don't know why you
did
guys are being gutter minded
we say?
there.
You just have a
I didn't
lot of,
say anything.
you have a lot of controllers with a rumble pack, right?
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking too. On that note.
All right,
On
boys,
that
we hit
note,
the hour mark.
I just want to gloat about something before we end the show.
All right. Oh, Ranji gloating. That never gets old.
You're going on vacation again next week.
No, not.
I applied for my kid's passport on July 5th and I got it today.
Ooh, 3 weeks. Look at this
Boom.
guy. Which connections did you build for that?
Are you traveling soon?
The next month.
That's why you got
Across
it, yeah.
the border. That's it.
Which passport
And
office?
London.
Nice. We might. I'm asking, really, we gotta get my kid's passport done. Trying to.
Yeah, 2 weeks, man. 14 days.
So, how long out do you have to be before they'll do it?
A month, isn't it? Or 2 weeks?
No,
No, it's a month.
next day, like.
No, but like, you if you're traveling, they said don't
It's
tell
like
me
a,
if you're not traveling until
it's
this
like a
window.
month or 2 weeks or something like that.
That's
It's like
hectic, man.
40 business days or something
That's
like
what it
that.
is.
Yeah,
Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
that seems like it's too short considering the how long of a wait time
But
people
what
are.
I did is I booked an appointment months out. It was the only appointment anywhere near Toronto you could get.
Yeah.
Because I was going up to Ottawa, no appointments up there, no appointments in like Gatineau on the Quebec side, nothing. Okay. I checked North Bay because Robbie said a few pods ago that those people don't travel because they're stupid or something to that effect.
Said anything to effect of those words?
And
I
well, that's how
said
I took
they might
it.
travel less.
I checked up there too because I thought it was a brilliant idea. A smaller population, and that's the only reason why. No, you can't get an appointment there either. London, somehow I found an appointment. I got there, saw a shit ton of people outside in line. I with a hope and a prayer, I walk up to the security guy in front. I'm like, I have an appointment. It was a call security guy. He's like, Baji, what's your name? I was like, what the fuck? He checks my name. He's like, yeah. He was shocked. He was, your name's on the list. It was like four names. He ushers me inside. There's a lineup of, and he there he goes. There's a lineup of people, trying to get their passports. You know, like there's a screening process, making sure you have everything. I get bypassed on that line too, get seated, okay, right away. And I hear people just complaining about how long they've been there already, and oh, how did
Potential
that person
PP
get?
voters right there.
How did that person's number get ahead of me? How did that person's number get ahead of me? I sat down for 2 minutes, got called right up. I could
Same thing
only
happened to me.
imagine.
Same thing happened to me at That mall right next to Square One, that smaller mall where the passport office in Mississauga. The line was outside the mall. I had an appointment. I just went up. I was in 5 minutes and out. So
This
those people are
room.
waiting to get talked to somebody. They haven't got through the process of actually, you
Going online,
know,
just booking an
yeah,
appointment.
they haven't, and they haven't got their appointment notification from Service Canada.
This
So.
reminds me of like when we were 16 or 17 trying to go for our G2 and we'd find like the most rural area to do our G2 in, thinking that it's going to be easier to do it. That's what
It
this level was.
was. It was easier, but
Was it
yeah.
worth it? The excitement to get a car.
I mean, I think it's all going to die down. Look, with the cancellation of flights, it is going to drive down the demand, and
Cost of travel now is nuts, man.
they cancel all the flights. Remember, I think I said in a few podcasts ago, why the hell did Air Canada book all these flights to Toronto if the airport can't handle it? And what ends up happening? Oh, now we got to cancel the flights. They should have never done it in the first
Well,
place.
look what Heathrow's doing. Heathrow's told its airlines to stop booking more tickets out of Heathrow for the rest of the year. It's not just a Pearson problem, it's an
No,
international
it's
problem.
everybody, but they should have anticipated that a little bit more,
I
right?
don't know,
But
man. PP told me it's a Pearson problem that Trudeau caused, so I believe him.
yeah, you worship PP's PP.
Both suck. Rishi's BJ, man. That didn't make
anyways,
sense. We're just gonna get
to the last
well.
listener.
Wander of the week. Do we have one? Do we even still
I think
chat?
you're going for it, man.
All right. Wander of the week. Should I
When
say?
we
Let's
get
go.
escorted out of the Brampton City Hall
Yeah.
and our application
Hey,
rejected.
yo, we put this in stone. It's happening now.
I think we do a good job. So like for
Let's
all the
just do
shit
it.
posting we say and all the dumb things we say,
It'd be
we actually
funny
have the
if
credentials.
one of us wins and we actually have to do the job, because you can't back down.
Yeah, you can.
You
You just
no,
be like,
you
I'm
can't. That's
done.
even worse if you just
Why?
say, "Oh, this was a joke."
Robin, why can't you do the job? You're educated and you have two kids. They're gonna go through the school
Who says
system.
that?
We
Who
all
want? No,
know.
who says I want? I don't want to do the job. It's not that I can do the job. Do you want to do that job?
Look,
Do you
man,
want to
so
show up?
easy. The best
It's once
politicians
a.
are ones who don't want to be politicians.
You gotta show up, what, once a week for a friggin' meeting?
That's too much, man. Once a
He's on
week's a lot.
vacation. He's on
Well,
vacation.
what is it, 40K?
That's not enough.
Must have gone up now due
Once
to
a week?
inflation.
Once a
Was
week?
40K like once a week, 2 hours?
Look at Randy trying to calculate in his head.
What's
And this
the hourly?
40K was like a decade ago, man. It must be at least 55, 60 now.
And that's the first order of business. As soon as we get in,
I'll be honest. I thought it
we raise
was
the
40's high. I thought it was less, to be honest.
Really? I thought it was.
I'd
I
do it for
thought it should be
60.
more now.
I'd do it for 60. If
Wow,
they give me a
yeah.
car, if they give me a
Then
car and a car
it'd be
allowance.
nice because
Oh, car allowance be sick. I need
Robbie could
money to
then
pay
actually
for
show
it.
some personal income. So it'd be good, yeah.
Look, I wouldn't even get a car. I would legit just Uber it and then want to expense my Uber rides to city council meetings.
Right.
Because
I think you should go into politics, and I
I
think you'd
think we're
be good.
doing it. I think we're doing
I
it.
would
I think
love
that's
just being able to run, live life on the taxpayer's dime.
just run on the PP plan, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Just become a school trustee and say we need bigger airports, and it'll all make sense.
It all makes
We
sense.
need
It
to
all works.
speed up the passport wait times.
Yeah. Talk
All
about
right, boys.
immigration.
Yo, I think we nailed it. I think we got that hour.
Sick.
All right, gents
All
and to
right.
listeners,
Till next time. Thank you for tuning in. Sorry that
have
we
a
didn't
good
have a
one.
podcast last week, but we'll try to keep it regular.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.